Thanks for joining us for today's episode of Disguise. I believe we've been blessed with this short story. Join us next time on the next episode. Thank you. Yes, everything went blank and black. Not the electricity to the house, but it was a pumping machine to my body that had just gone on a break for a whole 5 hours. I never realized this until when I opened my eyes to the light of the hospital I was taken to. Then I actualized the fact that I had been out of this world for a while now. "He's awake!" they all chorused, beckoning on others that were outside the world to come check me. "Philip, please call the doctor that he's awake," Josephine said. She was among those who had been said to be crushing on me, which was so obvious to everyone, though I never had a one-on-one chat with her before this time. I was later hinted that she was staring close at me even while I was unconscious and checking every second if I had resurrected from my slumber. Truth be told, just as they had promised to be there for me no matter what happened, they were. But the fact remained that if I had died that very moment, I wouldn't have died with any one of them but died alone. I was being checked and later left the hospital the next day, missed the whole lecture for the day. But in all this, my parents weren't contacted and they were never informed about this incident. For some days, I had been running from this guy just like a man running from death. But that wasn't enough for them to let me go, rather forced and boozed me the more to come for a visit, if just for once. I'd reject this severally but was unable to. This day I heard a knock on my door. "Yes, who is there?" I said, knowing fully that I wasn't expecting any visitor, neither was my roommate coming visibly, for he had gone to visit his parents in Ibadan. "It's Josephine," she said. And this almost caused me a blackout again, but just had to control myself for no one would be able to help this time around. At some minute ago posted on my WhatsApp status that I was in need of a homemade dish, with everyone who replied were abusing me of the fact that it was so impossible here in school. But by the time I opened the door to my house, not my outdoor, it was a beautiful downstairs. So fresh and clean, having on her hand a basket covered with a towel, yet emitting smoke in every corner. At least, if not for the lady, because of the special package, without delay, I said, "Come in, Josephine."